लिए हम बम्बई आया, बम्बई में तुम्हारा बर्तन धो के उसका बर्तन धो के हम पेट पालते हैं, बच्चे को पालते हैं।
She says she's come from Bihar, and that in Bihar, where she was from in her village, she couldn't feed herself or her family, so she came to Bombay. She started working as a domestic servant in different homes and started earning enough money to feed herself and her children.
The tape says October the 30th, 1986. I know where we are, but not the faces. They're a blur, out of focus. And if I recognize the voices, it's only with the benefit of hindsight. I ask Samina, for it is indeed she, why she and her husband choose to live right here on the pavement.
It's close for work for both of them. She says it's very close to her place of work. So she goes up, does her chores, keeps coming down, feeding the children, cooking, looking after that house. And her husband also finds a lot of work in this area.
Where is the area, by the way, that they do live?
Madanpura Jhula Maidan.
She stays exactly outside the gate of this building.
Samina says she's been living here for 30 years and her house has been demolished so often she's lost count. And all I can ask her is, what do you make your house with? Next question. And how do they demolish your hut?
ऐसा खींचता है, टूट जाता है, उसको गाड़ी पे चढ़ाता है, लेके जाता है। खाना पकेला भी हंडी डाल लेता है, लेके चला जाता है।
They come with ropes, and they tie the ropes to the bottom of this structure, and then just pull it out. So the whole thing just collapses, and then they pick it up and they put it into the vans. Many times, they might even take all their utensils, and often, very often, the most traumatic thing is that even food which is cooking is all sort of thrown around and those vessels are picked up and taken.
What does she do about washing and hygiene?
Oh, bheek mangna padta hai.
They have to beg for it.
Samina, Sakina, Banu and the others find these questions ridiculous. Why would anyone in America want to know these things? Has the Bombay Municipal Council ever done anything for you? Owls of laughter. These are really stupid, I mean stupid questions these white people ask. Just a school, nothing else. How much does your husband earn? Tell me, how do you spend your family budget? Oh, the clever questions these journalists ask. So clever. Does he have any idea what it means to be poor? I mean, really poor.
Well, let me just ask one very simple question. At the end of the day or the end of the week, is there ever any money left over?
Where can any money be left?
Now, when did all of them, and this lady in particular, when did they finally decide that enough was enough and they had to organize themselves to do something about these demolitions?
The lady in question defers to a tall, thin, rather rakish man called Rafiq, who will reappear later in our story in a very different guise.
2 years ago.
What was the event that triggered them deciding to do something together?
ये government का municipality का जो भी है बहुत ज़्यादा तकलीफ देने लगा इसके लिए हम लोग ने सोचा कि अभी कुछ करना चाहिए.
It began with the harassment due to demolitions being on the increase, which made them feel that they had to do something about it.
And what did they do?
उसके बारे में हर गवर्नमेंट के जो जो वर्कर्स है बड़े बड़े अहदे पे है म्यूनसिपालिटी है कमिश्नर हुआ उन लोगों के पास जा जा के बोला है कि हमें ये तकलीफ है अभी उसके ही बारे में भाग दौड़ कर रहे हैं.
Says that we've started going to the various officials of the government and the corporation and presenting them with our difficulties and asking them to do something for us. That is what we are all meeting here today for.
But do the city officials ever do anything for them?
Says that
so actually all this laughing and giggling that you hear is a lot out of the frustration that they face because most of them are going from pillar to post trying to pin people who will answer their questions about where they can go and Nobody is really answering them.
Does Samina and her friend there, do they consider that they have a right to be given land here or elsewhere in Bombay by the municipality?
Hey.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
The city wants our labor, so they should provide somewhere for us to stay. We've already talked about this strange case of myopia and hypocrisy. It goes to the heart of many myths, misconceptions, and illusions about cities and why people come to them. Anyway, where were we? Baikala, October the 30th, 1986, with Samina, Sakina, Banu, and the rest.
Why do you think the city does tear down your huts?
The ladies understand something about the ways of politicians, how they promise one thing and do another. The word kachra crops up quite a lot in the course of our conversation. Kachra means trash, garbage. Sakina says the rich people who run Bombay think she, they, the pavement dwellers, are all kachra.
अब बोर्डिंग होती है चुन चुन के बड़े बड़े लोग जाते हैं तो अपने अपने राह चलाते हैं
फॉर द वेल्दी पीपल इन द सिटी दे वांट प्लेसेस फॉर देयर चिल्ड्रन टू प्ले इन गार्डन्स एंड दे वांट प्लेसेस टू पार्क देयर कार्स एंड दे वांट देयर साइडवॉक्स टू लुक प्रीटी एंड ऑल ऑफ अस रिप्रेजेंट गार्बेज एंड दे वांट टू क्लियर द गार्बेज एंड दे वांट टू टेक अस आउट ऑफ हियर एंड दे वांट टू डंप अस समवेयर एल्स
गेट आउट फ्रॉम
एंड डू यू थिंक यू विल अचीव योर गोल
गुड बेटा हमारा होएगा
यस
तो है ऐसा कि हमारा जिस काम के लिए हम खड़े हुए हैं जिस उम्मीद से हम लोगों ने पार्टी बनाई है वो पार्टी हमारी कामयाब होगी
हम लेंगे हाथ से
और उससे हक लेंगे
ऐसा वजन से
लेंगे
उससे भीख नहीं मांग रहे हम लोग अपना हक
वी विल नॉट प्लीड विद देम वी विल डिमांड इट
अगर हम लोग मर जाएगा तो हमारा बच्चा तो आराम से हो रहेगा हमारे बच्चे को तो जो मुसीबत नहीं देखना पड़ेगी
वी डूइंग दिस फॉर आवर चिल्ड्रन एंड वी We are ready to keep on fighting for this so that our kids don't have to face this kind of problem in their lives.
Next day, same city, totally different setting. I'm in a 5-star hotel talking with a rather nervous and extremely hungry lawyer called Indra Jai Singh. As yet, I'm not sure where the conversation is headed.
I'm not very happy with the existing interpretations by the Supreme Court, and I would like to see the Supreme Court say that this right to life means the guaranteed right to live with dignity, which means that the state has an obligation to give to every individual the basic necessities of right life, namely food, shelter and clothing. The Supreme Court has not gone that far.
How far has it gone?
It is ambiguous. They have said the right to life includes the right to live with dignity. But what exactly does it mean, the right to live with dignity? The court has not spelled this out so far. I must say that the impression that I get is that it varies from judge to judge, because in this case that we took to the lawyers collective took to court, the homeless, the pavement dwellers came up in 1981 where the...
You're talking about the Bombay?
The Bombay case. The Bombay pavement dwellers case. We took
when you're under scratch yourself, just watch that you don't scratch your microphone, you're going like this.
And in that case, I think, could we wait for lunch till it turns up? I think that is the time to wait.
Just let's finish this one.
I'm not going to give you lunch till you've told me all about it. First time I've heard anything about this. Your stomach can wait a few more minutes.
Well, we convincingly proved that the pavement dwellers were here in Bombay because they were employed, that the levels of income did not permit them to seek shelter or to obtain shelter, that land prices were prohibitive, and there was no question of their being able to purchase any kind of shelter, and that in these circumstances the eviction of the pavement dwellers from their dwellings would result in a violation of their right to life.
Unfortunately, that's not how the court saw it. Well, not exactly. In the summer of 1985, they issued a judgment of Solomon without the latter's wisdom. Yes, the pavement dwellers had a right to life, but the court would not order the city to rehouse or refrain from breaking their huts. The pavement dwellers of Baikala would obviously have to try something else. Sit down quietly. Brothers and sisters, I appeal to you, sit down. All those who are standing near the gate, please sit down. And Samina tells a street kid to buzz off, or she'll thwack him round the head. The scene is the park called Jula Maidan, bang opposite the room where our first conversations with the pavement dwellers took place. It's 7 o'clock, already night. 1,500, maybe more people, most of them poor and pavement dwellers, are already sitting on the red baked earth of the Maidan. Magar, the head of the Bombay Slum Dwellers Federation, will kick off the proceedings to be followed by Dr. Datta Samant, the local member of the Maharashtrian State Assembly. But the real star is Medina, cousin of Samina, who also comes from Bihar and has been living on the street in Pir Khan Road for 20 years. This is the first time Medina, who's both Muslim and a woman, has ever spoken in public, let alone to a microphone and in front of a couple of thousand strangers. What I am saying with my broken speech, listen to me carefully. I will only speak what my mind is capable of. There's no question about laughing today. If you didn't have any unhappiness and I didn't have any unhappiness, then why would this meeting be held, this big meeting? And Medina rarely tells them like it is, and ends with this warning. If they, meaning the authorities, if they do not treat us as human beings and help us get off the streets, if they don't lift a finger, if they continue to beat us and tear down our houses, then they might as well go the whole hog and shoot us with a big machine gun. That would be best. I'm Julian Crandall-Hollick in Bombay.